Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Police in Rochester, New York, say elders from local black churches will serve as human buffers tonight between police barricades and Black Lives Matter protesters. It is an effort to defuse high tensions in the city. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
Reverend Myra Brown from Rochester's Spiritus Christi Church organized the effort. She spoke at a news conference this afternoon.
We're asking for justice, and until justice is served, you need to make sure that our young people are safe, that children who are marching are safe. We elders have volunteered to put our bodies on the line to make sure that that happens.
Demonstrations in Rochester have grown following release of video last week of the death of a black man, Daniel Prude, in police custody. Seven officers have been suspended. Another large protest is expected tonight. Brian Mann, NPR News, Rochester, New York.
Firefighters in Central California are searching for people stranded this weekend by a fast-moving fire in the Sierra National Forest. An estimated 70 square miles has been scorched so far. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports after the Creek Fire started Friday, it jumped a river and blocked evacuation routes.
More than 200 people were rescued overnight as military hospitals plucked the stranded from the Mammoth Pool Reservoir in Sierra National Forest. Most of those rescued had minor or no injuries, but several were transported to local hospitals. And the Fresno Fire Department says at least two people were severely injured. The fire has sent giant plumes of smoke up to 50,000 feet into the air, coloring the sky around Yosemite an eerie orange. Fire crews face steep, rugged terrain and high temperatures, which will make fighting the blaze difficult. As of early Sunday, the fire was still 0% contained. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
The coronavirus case count continues to climb worldwide. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports that India has set another global record for new infections confirmed in a single day.
India added more than 90,000 new infections Sunday, another single-day record for any country since the pandemic began. India now has more than 4 million cases overall and is set to surpass Brazil on Monday to become the second most infected country in the world behind the U.S. Case numbers have surged in India as testing has increased, but also because restrictions have been eased and the virus is spreading. Metro trains will be partially restored in the capital, Delhi, starting on Monday. India imposed the biggest coronavirus lockdown in the world back in March, but then lifted that amid widespread economic devastation. Hospitals in poor rural areas are now inundated with cases. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.
Johns Hopkins researchers report more than 6.2 million identified COVID-19 cases in the U.S. since the pandemic began. This is NPR News. The cleanup after Hurricane Laura has meant the deaths of two more people in Louisiana. A 52-year-old man died of heat-related causes while moving storm debris. Another man died after hitting a power line. The hurricane has led to more than two dozen deaths. A record number of young adults are now living with their parents. The Pew Research Center studied a big trend of the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans moving in with family members. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
For the first time in recorded U.S. history as of July, the majority of young adults under 30 were living with their parents. The Pew Research Center found this by analyzing monthly data from the Census Bureau. It found more and more people between 18 and 29 years old moving in with a parent in recent months. This number grew across all categories by race, gender, geographic region, rural and metropolitan areas. Young adults were more likely to move than other age groups facing the economic fallout of the pandemic, lost jobs and closed college campuses. The previous recorded peak was at the end of the Great Depression in 1940, when just under half of young adults were living with a parent. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
At the U.S. Open in New York, men's tennis champion Novak Djokovic has lost his bid for an 18th Grand Slam title after a tennis ball he randomly hit against the wall accidentally hit a line judge, and he was defaulted. The judge cried out in pain and fell to her knees. He was in his fourth round match, had just lost a game to Pablo Carreño Busta, and hit the ball in frustration. I'm Luis Schiavone, NPR News.